Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to back with some of the best and brightest minds in sports gambling, football betting. Ben Mintz going to join us in just a second, and then we go out to Vegas to Ralph Michaels, our handicapper at wagertalk.com. One note we got today on the East Bank All-Stars, their parade is set in Metairie in Jefferson Parish. They're going to host the parade on Saturday, August 31st, so this Saturday, just a couple of days from now, I guess 3 days from now, and the route will be from Bonneville to Severn. So, and I'll just read the quote here. The parade will line up in Bonneville Boulevard and Pomona and will roll at 11 a.m. at the corner of Bonneville and Vets and then head westbound ending at Severn. That is a much-deserved parade and recognition, certainly, for the world champs right here in New Orleans. Pretty awesome stuff. Can't wait to get out there and go check it out myself. As promised, here comes Ben Mintz, host of Mixing It Up with Mintz in Shreveport-Bossier, and a professional sports bettor and a poker player. Ben is on Twitter at BenMintz531, and we talk to him every single week on Wednesdays. Ben, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just excited for week one of college football. I would say I'm more of a professional poker player and an above-average sports gambler. I think it's a more fair title, but how are you doing,
Seth? Look, I'm good. Look, you hit 56% of your football bets last year. I know that's you're hitting the VIG and then some, so you know, that's pretty good, Ben.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and getting excited for week one. You know, maybe not the best slate of week one games like we got used to a few years ago, but still a lot of excitement for what's going to be a lot of fun college football.
Yeah, it really is. The biggest game out there is this Oregon and Auburn matchup. And this is really, I think, bigger for the Pac-12 because they've just been so dreadful over the last year or two, and they're trying to – well, look, they were dreadful last week when Arizona lost as a 20-point favorite at Hawaii. Looks like about a touchdown favorite here for Auburn. What do you think about this one, Ben?
Well, this is one of the things, a huge year for Oregon. I mean, Justin Herbert, one of the top three, four quarterbacks in college football, going to be a first-round NFL pick. But the key matchup I'm looking to in this one is the battle of the line of scrimmage. And I know this was 9 years ago. These teams played in the 2010 National Championship game, and Nick Fairley was the one-man gang from Auburn. Oregon couldn't block him. And Auburn, 9 years later, still at the stud defensive line led by Derrick Brown. Oregon has four returning offensive line starters, and that battle in the trenches is the one I'm watching. For Auburn, they're starting a five-star quarterback, but a true freshman in Bo Nix, whose dad, Patrick Nix, played for Auburn back when I was a teenager, which makes me not feel young. And so it's hard to read what to expect out of Bo Nix as a true freshman. I'm kind of leaning toward it being a close game and liking Auburn. Liking Oregon and the points here.
Oregon and the points and Auburn straight up there, Ben?
I think it's just a game that could go either way, and so when you're getting more than a field goal, I'm in line to take the points. And also, key year for Mario Cristobal in Oregon. Seven returning starters on defense, 1,000-yard rusher, Justin Herbert back. I mean, this team has a lot of experience, and so you got to think they should be ready.
You do a radio show up there. I think every Tuesday or Wednesday, Ben, with Josh Booty. Is that right?
Yes, and the first one of the year today. I had a blast working with Josh. I grew up watching him play, and he was the all-time Louisiana high school football quarterback passing leader for a long, long time. And, you know, being in Shreveport, his family's a legend in this community. And so, yeah, really enjoying it.
Yeah, and I know you guys talked a lot of LSU football when he was on, and LSU opens up against Georgia Southern. I thought this line was a little interesting. And look, when you're talking 27.5 points, you go, well, that's a big line. Not really in college football, Ben, you know that. Too low, that line for LSU?
Well, this game's one of those games when you got to look at the whole picture. And LSU with Texas in week two, I'm a little worried about laying the 27.5 because, I mean, how much is LSU going to show of the new offense with Joe Brady because of that huge matchup in week two? I think LSU wins this game handily. Seth, Georgia Southern being an option team, you always want to play an option team in week one or in a bowl game. The worst thing you want to do is in the middle of the year when your team's banged up and you have to play an option team on a 5-6 day short week. But LSU getting the whole offseason, I mean, there's no reason Georgia Southern should score more than 10 points in this game. I'm looking at like a 31-10 LSU final and then moving on to Texas. I'm not sure I want to lay the points.
So just how stoked is Josh Booty about this college football season, man?
Oh, very, very stoked. He's he's great to work with. Like I said, he's a funny, funny character. And, he's excited. And his nephew, his nephew is actually Abram's son, is a big-time quarterback in California. They named him, actually, best quarterback name ever, General Booty. This is real life.
So the, Captain Andrew Luck, if that ever happens, you won't even need to rename. It'll just be, General Booty on Twitter.
Well, apparently Abram loved Major Applewhite's name so much he named his son General.
I love it. We're mixing it up with Ben Mintz here at BenMintz531 on Twitter. Look, this opening week slate of college football is kind of garbage, to be honest, outside a couple of games. The other game that isn't garbage seems like, well, another Pac-12 team. It's Stanford taking on Zach Strief's alma mater, Northwestern. Stanford, a 6-point favorite. What do you think here, Ben?
Well, I actually – that's funny you mentioned this because this is going to get brought up. Not to spoil my gambling picks. It'll be coming tomorrow, but – I love the under in this game. It's 48. You got two well-coached football teams, David Shaw and Pat Fitzgerald. And frankly, you got two private school teams that don't have a lot of speed or game breakers. I'm expecting a 20-17, 17-13 game, like a slugfest here.
Anything else you're watching for? Any other tidbits, best bets you want to point out?
Yeah, I'm an Ole Miss alum, and I'm watching the Ole Miss-Memphis game pretty close, and I don't feel very good about it for the Rebels. Playing up in the Liberty Bowl, this is one of those games where it's a regional Mid-South rivalry, and Memphis, not being in the SEC, would love to run it up on their rival, and so I'm a little concerned about that for the Rebels. I'm watching Florida State and Boise State really close. I'm hoping the hurricane doesn't affect it because it's such a huge year for Willie Taggart here too. We all remember the Monday night game where Virginia Tech shut them down 24-3 last year. And, man, Taggart needs a win here. Start year two real bad. Kendall Briles, their new offensive coordinator, obviously we all remember him from Baylor. Certainly a great OC. So I'm curious. That's a game I'm keeping my eyes close on, too.
He's Ben Mintz, and he's very nervous about his alma mater playing football this weekend. Ben, I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. I keep it real. When it comes to gambling and money, you can't look at it like with any bias or anything like that. But, yeah, the Rebels, the problem with Ole Miss, you lose A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Greg Little, Dawson Knox, all top four around your F picks. And then this is the year you replace them with two-star guys because of probation. So, there ain't a lot of hope in Oxford.
Telling it like
Manning
it is.
Looking good. Arch Manning looking good for Newman. Hey. So, tank for Arch.
There you go. Tank for Arch. No doubt about it. Could be headed there. You never know. Yes, freshman at Newman, and all the reports are the real deal there. Ben Mintz, host of Mixing It Up with Mintz in Shreveport-Bossier, professional better poker player, and look, I must follow on Twitter at BenMintz531 and at MahomesNot on Twitter because the voice.
Yes.
The voice. And by the way, we're still going to do these post game press conferences. We got to do these on like Mondays, quick hitter or something.
Yeah, and also I'm actually booked a flight up to Kansas City for the Run Good Poker Series in early December, and I'm going to go see a Chiefs Raiders game. And so I'm wanting to – the Mahomes not, and the Mahomes voice is going to have to be taken to the fine people of Kansas City.
There you go. Ben, always appreciate it, man. We'll do it again next week.
Heck yeah. Thank you for having me,
sir. All right. At BenMintz531. We'll take a break. Again, double dip in here with some football betting as college football kicks off their season. We go out to Vegas, talk to Ralph Michaels next when the last lap continues.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.